Do you love old people and you like listening to young people and Jamie pretend to be old people? Listen to the Grands.
I fucking got him.
Wow. Oh, I wasn't expecting to be attacked like this.
Boo, 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 boo.
Wow. That's just throwing Anthony under the bus at this point. Fuck, he didn't deserve that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he did.
Welcome to the second season of Talking Sons, the overest podcast about Dungeons & Daddies made by fans of the show. Dungeons & Daddies is a podcast about four kids who travel to Colin Firth to save their dads. This isn't that podcast. You should go listen to it because we don't care about spoilers and we'll spoil everything. Talking Sons, Season 2, Episode 53. Real Episode 53. Theme music goes here. Ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dang. Hi, my name is Jamie, and my rad fact is that, you know, like, okay, so first of all, if you've been listening to the show,
oh boy.
I have kids, and I enjoy messing with those kids. So recently, thing has been, you know, when we're driving around and I'm behind the wheel, what I do is pull up to a traffic light and you just watch the cross traffic. If it's a red light, you know, when it flips, you know, green, yellow, red, you know that it's about time to go.
Uh-huh. I do this.
But I've been telling my kids that I'm magical. You know, it's my superpower.
Ooh,
you know, I can make you turn green. You can get the rhythm down and it blows my kids every you know, blows my kids' minds
there
every
you go,
day.
There you go. Fix that. Fix that. Fix that.
Fix that, Agnetty. There's. We are.
Oh, no.
We are a PG explicit podcast here.
No, we are not. Do you remember I'm to penis?
Yeah. All right.
Question.
Yes.
Do you also make. Because my dad did this to me when I was a kid. He would, when the light was taking too long to change, he would make me get out of the car, run to the crosswalk, and hit the cross.
What the fuck?
Is that.
I don't do that. I don't do that to my kids.
Yet. Don't do that to them yet.
The only thing that I do is when we're waiting at the elevator, I tell them to hit the button a bunch of times because it'll think there's a crowd waiting.
Was this not a universal experience?
I've never once been kicked out of the car to go press the button at the crosswalk. No.
Well, no. I can't say I have.
I've done it. If only because my parents knew which lights were the 3-minute, 4-minute lights. Mm. But this morning, I really took it up a notch where, yeah, making it turn green is interesting. And then I told my kids, oh, yeah, no, it's like that's kind of my superpower. And it's way more useful than my friend who can turn lights blue. And the entire time until we got out of the car and he was distracted by the playground we were driving to, he was like, really? Your friend can turn lights blue? What's his name?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to go, oh, yeah, he can turn lights blue. And then your son the whole time was like, what does the blue light mean?
I know. Well, I told him that blue lights aren't as important. He's like, you know, because it's like a blue light on the traffic signal doesn't mean anything. Anyway, I guess my red fact is that I enjoy messing with my kids.
Gaslighting kids is okay if it's funny.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Exactly. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
My name's Emma, and my rad fact is last weekend I was in the ER for for observation.
Woo.
And this happened. I will tell the story as it was relayed to me because I don't remember any of this.
Woo!
That's always a good sign. All right.
So I had gone out to a gay bar with my friend.
Always a good start.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah.
To Jay. He doesn't listen to this podcast. And I drank 3 canned margaritas before I had left.
That's not pre-game. That is like pre-professional
game.
Yeah. And then when I got there, I had several shots of tequila.
Ugh, several.
Yeah. I think 4 or 5?
Oh, yeah. 1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila, 4.
4.
So the last thing I remember was taking a shot, and then I woke up in the ER.
Woof.
Oh, no.
So what apparently happened? So first, I fell down the stairs.
Oh.
We were told to leave. We did. And my friend basically carried me, and I'm bigger than my friend, about a block after a snowstorm to a Pizza Pizza, where I kept trying to fall asleep in the middle of the road. So we get to the pizza and he sits me at like high top tables with bar stools. And he's like, I'm going to get us food. So he goes and gets his food. And then all of a sudden he hears a slam because I fell asleep at the table, slammed my face into the table and then face planted onto the ground.
Oh my God.
And apparently started throwing up everywhere and there was blood in it because my nose is bleeding. So they called the ambulance and I went to the hospital. I woke up in the ER. I was like, what the fuck happened? But he was very scared, but he stayed with me the whole time. Real one. I was out for probably about 5 hours.
Oh.
Like, as in, I was blacked out, not unconscious. Ugh.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
I apparently thought in the ambulance it was my birthday. Not, my birthday's in June. I was very insistent it was 2023.
Ooh, wow. Big denial.
I like that one.
I was very drunk, but apparently I was very polite to the nurses.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I kept apologizing for being there, apparently. Because I just slept the entire time I was in there. I like, when I sleep, I pull, like, my blanket over my head and just have, like, my nose sticking out. So every time the nurses came in to check on me, they basically had to wrestle the blanket away from me.
Mm. Aww.
Somehow didn't break my nose. I had a fat lip. I was supposed to get grad photos. So this was a Friday. On the Monday, I was supposed to get grad photos. I have rescheduled those.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, very good call.
But yeah, and then I wasn't going to tell my parents until I realized, like, I got a hospital bill because I didn't have my health card with me and I wasn't covered for ambulance rides. I got mostly sorted out, but I'm like, I should probably tell them in case they get an ER bill sent to them.
Yeah.
Because that it's probably better hearing it from me than surprise ER bill. I think when I told them, I think my dad was in some way a little proud because it meant I'm not a total fucking dweeb.
Mm.
But yeah, that was my story.
Yay.
Yeah, take this as a lesson. Tequila is dangerous.
It is. Yeah, when I turned 21, my parents took me out and they asked me, Jamie, have you ever gotten sick from drinking? And it's like, yes. And they were actually relieved at that point.
Oh, that's good. So they were like, we can get you shit faced right now.
Well, they didn't because it was brunch, but yeah, no, it was.
Yeah, I'm gonna send the group a picture of me immediately after the leaving the hospital.
Oof.
Cute.
You know, Emma, I do want to say that when you described falling asleep, hitting your face on the counter, falling down, and then throwing up, I just pictured, like, you know when you drop a hose and it's locked on and then just starts
and then it just starts like wiggling everywhere
and spraying all over the place. Like I'm picturing you doing that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably.
Yeah,
I don't know. I couldn't
she
tell
doesn't
you.
Know.
That is the new canon of this reality we live in.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was my fun weekend experience.
I have a speaking of fun. What's up, YouTube? It's your favorite nice. Host, Nikki. And my rad fact for this week is not a story. I genuinely couldn't think of anything. And everyone on this call knows this already. I bought two new flavors of weed gummy.
Hell yeah.
So this is a poll for the audience about 4 days after. No, about 4 days and a full week after I do it. Should I go Cran Apple?
Oh, no, no, no. Edit those out.
Oh,
take
sorry.
Take the one that you describe. Describe the flavor to us, knowing full well it's a gummy, so it's going to taste like skunky blue cheese at best.
No, I haven't tried these ones, but generally they're pretty good.
Okay.
Am I going to make you guess which one I tried?
Yeah, why not?
Well, we
describe
know
the
one
flavor.
Of the flavors but, is cran apple.
Well, I can give you the choices. It's strawberry limeade or cran apple.
Okay.
Now, the problem with me bringing this up is that I wanted you to make the decision for me, and now you've tasked me with not only making the decision, but turning it into a game.
I mean, personally, the strawberry limeade sounds delicious, so that's where I'm at.
Also,
come on, Child Lock, it's me. Oh,
it's me, your boy.
Oh, Child Lock. Is it just a twist to open, push, and turn? Yeah, come on, Child Lock. Actually, I might just struggle with the Child Lock for 20 minutes, if that's okay with you guys, apparently.
Okay, yeah,
no worries.
What the fuck?
You can just get edited out and post. It's fine.
Well, no, it's like 10 minutes, 5 minutes down the line, you just kind of hear going,
I might have to gnaw into it, yeah. I got it. I had to use my pants
because
I'm such a sweaty
you.
Person. Well, I'm going to take two.
No, it's because you had to use your adult pants.
I'm not adult naked. Okay, here we go. Now, the problem with these is that they taste like Jell-O.
Okay.
Oh, no. I've been there.
It's not bad.
But it's like...
Kind of smacks of weed.
I mean, yeah.
I would say, yeah, it kind of just tastes like... kind of just tastes like red Jell-O.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I like physically, I'm like really trying to think of any other descriptor words. And it's just like, you know, the like...
Fruit punch?
No. Do you know like the little bit of poison that some weed gummies taste like? Like, it's not necessarily poison, but like, it's like that tang of like something unnatural.
Weed?
Of the weed, if you will. It's like that. And then add someone's estimation of what Jell-O tastes like.
Sure.
Like Jell-O by someone who's never tasted Jell-O.
Jell-O by someone who fucked up and put like a little too much gelatin in Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing that they failed the assignment of strawberry limeade. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Any other guesses? I got a third one and it was just poison. I forgot to mention that one.
It was rat poison meant for Rumbo.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. My rat fact for this week is that we're bringing back Rumbo and Steven. Wasn't Steven the mouse the rat?
No. Yeah, Steven was.
Yeah, Steven's the rat and Rumbo's the man.
Which makes the rat poison for Rumbo even worse.
The rat poison for Rumbo is Rumbo went to the weed store and bought the rat poison flavored weed gummy. That was cranapple. I'm so sorry. You were incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So not my favorite weed gummies. So IHP, if you're listening, do better. That's my rad fact.
Call them out.
Hey, I'm Luke. My rad fact for this week is that at the time of recording, I am watching and moderating a stream for a couple of YouTubers that I've been watching for like 2 years, and they're finally finishing the most recent Final Fantasy 14 expansion. So if it sounds like I'm crying, it is because I am crying.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's, the end of the expansion is very feels heavy if you've played everything.
Like Anthony when he was almost
crazy. Sorry, I know we're not out of the intro quite yet, but he like came back on teary-eyed about Dude and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like why are we getting all emotional about Dude? Was like, is Dude his self-insert?
Did I miss something there? Like, it genuinely just threw me off guard.
He went off mic, killed his own actual son, and came back.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's what it meant to get rid of Dude.
Yeah. So,
anyways, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, we all just finished listening to Season 2, Episode 53, Urination, Friends Forever. In this episode, the kids won.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm always kind of doing the recap. And like everyone loves to hear me talk.
Yeah, we do.
But I feel like Emma hasn't really done a recap in like a hot minute.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been busy.
Being blackout drunk and
that too. You know, living my college life. So
just
you know,
go ahead, just go ahead and say what happened.
Yeah. So in this, you know, this episode, they fought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Where?
I think,
can you just remind me where?
You know. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colin Firth.
Well.
Okay.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth.
There was piss, presumably.
Yeah,
there was a lot of that.
Honestly, might be the piss heaviest episode.
Yeah,
and there was piss edging, basically.
I'm crushing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not crushing it, you're just saying what happened in the episode.
Yeah, crushed my recap.
Yeah.
Because I know this podcast so well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have listened to all the episodes so very thoroughly.
I'm convinced.
Yep.
And I absolutely have not, like, definitely have not listened to an episode since episode 16. Like, absolutely, there's no way I skipped. Let me do some quick math.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
36. There's no way I didn't listen to 36.
That's a lot of fucking episodes.
There's absolutely a way you didn't really listen to
how many episodes it actually was until I absolutes I absolutely definitely listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, Hey, my friends.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm talking to my friends.
So you literally haven't listened to an episode in a year and a half.
Yeah. No, I haven't listened to
it. A year and a half?
It was in 2022.
Yeah, 36.
Jesus.
Episode 22 was episode 16.
Because they're every 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, it was in 2022. Yeah. So, hi, friends. I'm talking to my friends in the audience.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
This entire, I don't know, if you've noticed, tell me. If
I mean, nobody's commented, but I'm sure someone out there was like, getting the sneaky suspicion that Emma has not listened in a while.
If you've had I want to know, one. Like, I genuinely have not listened to any episode since episode 16. And it's because around episode 6, that sort of era, I was getting fired for the first time.
Sounds like an excuse to me, but okay.
So, like, I missed an episode that I was like, okay, I'll catch up the next time. And then I missed that one because I, like, got fired and I was sad. And then I just kept missing episodes and kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm missing it, Bob.
Yeah. So, like, if I'm genuinely curious, people either, like, knew or, like, had a suspicion or if, like, had no fucking idea.
And don't lie. And don't be like, I've known the whole time. It's like, no, you probably didn't. We do such a good job recapping this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
We do such a good job.
You don't even need to listen to the original unless you want piss jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So, like,
nobody wants that.
We can do piss.
No.
Let's not.
No, I don't want to. I said it out loud and I was like, I actually really don't want to.
Yeah. But yeah, like, genuinely, I'm curious and be honest. Like, let us know if you fucking realized it or not.
We got no comments when we brought in an expert to explain
completely
the plot of a completely.
Explain the plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
Haven't listened since episode 16. Just sort of been talking. Peek behind.
I mean,
curtain,
to be fair, we gave up pretty hard too.
Yeah,
like we did kind of recap it, but
we also do have like an outline, which I can usually like for the most part. I just kind of let them lead and contribute.
Yeah, as someone, I will say I've missed maybe like two or three episodes this season just because like if I'm gone an episode, I pretty much only listen to this pod. That's mean. I do enjoy listening to it, but I do the thing that keeps me on top of listening to Daddy's is that we have this every other week.
Yeah,
totally.
So, I know for a fact that if we didn't do this podcast every 2 weeks,
I would not be backlogged.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I do know podcasts are like some of my favorite podcasts too, like the new Rude Tale season. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I listened to the first like three episodes, and then I got behind on one, and it was like, damn, we'll get them next time, and now I'm like five behind. It feels like,
yeah.
And like I do it all the time. It's so easy to fall behind.
It's so easy to snowball, even if you do a bi-weekly podcast.
You said do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, my wife stopped listening, I think, before they reached double digits. I think it was like episode 8. And she was like, yeah, let me know when it gets good. And here we are at the finale.
Yeah. So this is my promise to try harder for next season.
Yep. Season 3 will be your season.
I remember through the grapevine, and we talked about this, of that the next thing they do is going to be shorter and not DM'd by Anthony. And I think that'll be a good refresh for everyone, including us.
Yeah.
Because I do genuinely want to like I like the podcast. I like the people.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
And I want to hear them do more stuff. And I hope it's not D&D, but it'll probably end up being D&D.
Yeah.
So is the shorter thing we're getting, is that what they were talking about at the end of the episode today, or is that just for patrons?
Bold of you to assume that I listened to the end of the episode. Well, as soon as that marching band version of it's gonna whatever the song's called, I stopped listening.
I thought that was fun.
I thought it was very fun. Unfortunately, they did make me sit through an hour and 40 minutes of mostly combat before that, and I was not feeling it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just listened to make sure that there wasn't a hook for some crappy season 3.
Right, like how last time there was a post credits of
yeah.
In the moment,
Lark
was cool.
Sparrow, which was cool. Very cool.
But then
we got this.
The season as a whole did not work out. And yeah.
Yeah. I want to see them do something unrelated to this universe.
Yeah. I could see them keeping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. And I think like They could keep the theming of like D&D Daddies, the vibes of D&D Daddies, but not necessarily continue the daddy cinematic universe of podcasts.
I mean, we can take the DCU. They're not using it.
We could, like, as long as it's season one, because they just lost their way this season.
Gun to my head, I couldn't tell you the overarching plot of this season.
They didn't really have one.
Yeah.
It didn't feel super connected.
No, it was started off with Monster of the Week, and then they had
Which was fun. I will say, in the Monster of the Week phase, I was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the first 8 episodes. And then they got really management response. I don't know, but...
Whatever, you know, whatever. Nobody's listening to us for accuracy.
Yeah. And then once they got promoted to middle management, they do what all of us do and just get really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just fucking blast. Let's just blast off and through and on.
Huzzah, fighting, they brought everyone back.
Fighting happened. I would say the funniest part of fighting is I still want to call him Glenn. It's been 53 episodes, and you'd think I would learn that his name is Taylor. Taylor falls so hard off of Rogue that he dies.
Just straight up dead.
Straight up dies from the fall damage and the fire damage, which is just truly chef's kiss. So funny. What a way to go.
Yep.
That was kind of the only part I was like super paying attention to, because the other bit was just like trying to hit things and failing and debating on whether things could be cooler than they actually are.
There was a lot of infighting and throwing people under the bus.
I liked Matt and Freddie playing mind rock, paper, scissors to see if Taylor should jump from 600 feet or 5 feet onto the throne of God.
Like, that was fun. What was that fight entirely about?
I mean, because Freddy's perspective was, if you're jumping from higher, you have more time for the other person to get off the throne. But Matt was saying, if you just jump from 5 feet and wait till the other person just gets off the throne, you can just jump over. And Freddy, I love backing Freddy. He's my main guy. I cannot support him in this argument. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no. Freddy's very good at just absolutely batshit insane arguments.
Yeah. And I truly respect him for it.
You know, I think we all recall Measure Once, Cut Twice.
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah. Like, what's a, like, that's a thing too. It's like, what's a classic bit that came out of this season?
I don't think there is one. I mean,
like, I'm not, other than piss, but that's not piss. That's like an overarching theme.
Yeah. I mean, piss is like,
a theme.
Well, the only thing I think was that they tried to make a thing was the 12-person soccer team that spoke in unison.
They were fun.
That was kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, they showed up in the finale, so you know they're important.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. And I'm not saying every season of every D&D podcast has to have some like iconic bits, but like the Adventure Zone, I didn't even listen to Amnesty, and I could tell you like all the characters and probably some bits from it.
Yeah.
But, and like, Balance is still iconic to this day, which is crazy. And
Graduation. Like,
Graduation happened.
Yeah.
But even with
but like
Graduation,
NADPOD, isn't NADPOD's second season more popular?
I could
just be talking out of my ass. I don't know anything about NADPOD.
NADPOD's first season is objectively its most popular. It's 100 episodes. But like, the thing about NADPOD, NADPOD doesn't have like a bad season. I haven't listened to the second campaign yet, just because, you know, I've been busy. But, like, even their mini arcs are fun. And they rotate DMs.
Yeah.
Semi-frequently.
Which I think Daddy's needs. I think Anthony needs to let go of the reins for a bit, because it was getting a little Travis McElroy in Graduation. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, like, I mean, so, like, Campaign 3 of NADPOD takes place in the same universe as Campaign 1.
Mm.
200 years after the first campaign. And it's working really well, because the characters are unrelated. There was a brief period of time where Jake brought back his character from Season 1 while his other character was indisposed. But it's taking, like, unique plot points and expanding the world more from what it is.
Right.
It was in season one. So like you'll still see some of the like old places. So for example, the Crick, which is like where one of the main characters from season one was from. It's showing how it's evolved since then and like, you know, what's been going on with that. And the characters from the first campaign are on the astral plane fighting other things, with the exception of Jake's character briefly coming back because his character retired. Basically, what I'm saying is it's expanding on the lore in a way where it's like, okay, this is the world it's in. And like, it's not going to the exact same places, which I think having a real world, like the like our world, like Earth as a setting, is very limiting storytelling wise, at least for a D&D podcast, because it's like there are some things that are just like objectively true about the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
you know,
although, the thing about putting it in our world is that, like, yeah, we know how the world works and stuff. And having a story set in a fantasy world means basically anything can happen. But putting it in the real world, they made anything happen. But, like, I don't know. It's just not fun being in our world. We're like, oh, we're in San Dimas, California. We kind of know what California looks like. Like, who cares?
Well, yeah. You also can't have a PC who's just like a big orc.
Yeah.
The fun of D&D, like, I'm not saying, yeah, or a little guy. I love a little guy. We know I love a little guy.
Yeah.
And, like, I think the fun of D&D is making a character that's, like, so dislike yourself. I'm not saying, like, we need to go high fantasy for next Daddy's campaign. Mm-hmm. Please, God, please don't do that.
But I listen to podcasts to escape my reality, not wallow in it.
Not think about San Dimas, California.
Yeah. I think that's what made, and also, I think part of it, it's, like, talking about, like, the apocalypse in, like, the real world.
Yeah.
And our world's kind of falling apart already.
Yeah.
Which is like, in
this fantasy world, you know, California and the rest of the world has gone to shit. It's like, huh, how unlike our reality.
Yeah.
Yes, please tell me more about this fantasy realm.
Which I think it's what made, like, Dungeons and Daddies Season 1 work so well, because it was in that fantasy world. And even though they were just, like, regular guys for the most part, it worked because it was like
we got to explore along with them.
If it's in our world, it's very much, it's like, well, that's just like a real place that, like, I could go to.
I also think that limited the stories that they could tell, and that weirdly constrained, like, you know, Season 2 kind of felt a little bit kneecapped until they started having to jump to different dimensions. And
yeah, because at least you're exploring the new dimensions. Like, I think Heaven is, frankly, very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, from a world-building perspective, like, there's a sea of papers full of other of people's information, and the dolphins that run that joint, and, like, all that stuff. And the angels that are just one big eyeball. Like, that fucking rips ass. Like, Anthony, I know you're a good game designer. Like, I understand that you're a good game creator.
So, how about this? Season 3 Dungeons & Daddies. All the daddies are dead. They have to save Heaven.
No.
Season 3 of Dungeons and Daddies.
Unrelated.
Does not take place in Faerun.
Yes.
Or takes place in the Faerun they've created, but it's a group of just like four idiots.
Well, I mean, together.
And like classic, like even just go back to like classic, you meet each other in a tavern and you're all four different people who happen to be meeting up because you all got hired to do the same thing.
Although, like, yeah, I don't want their Faerun anymore, because their Faerun substitute world was Earth, and our...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, if they wanted to consist in the unfucked world of 20 years later Faerun, where, like, the sun is back and everything's fine, like, I think that could be interesting, like, what's a post-war Faerun is like, or put it somewhere else.
Yeah, if they just don't have any continuity at all, I'm fine with that.
Unbelievably fine with that. Daddy Magic, I think legally would have to show up in again.
Yeah, there's going to be like features and tropes that they've like done like for the last two seasons. That stuff is going to come back. But I don't want to hear a lick of shit out of Willie. I don't want him coming back. I know he's probably dead.
He's dead. But like,
I don't want anything dealing with the granddaddies. I don't want anything dealing with the daddies. I don't want any of them.
Rest.
Right. Let them live.
Make new characters doing new shit.
The only acceptable is that all of the characters can be parents. I'm allowing that.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
in the spirit
parents.
Of the show and the name of the show.
Fine.
Yeah.
Definitely not teens again, though.
Yeah, I think they worked better when they were adults.
Yeah.
Yes.
That way you can be sexual about them and it's not weird, and you're avoiding all weird criticisms that you probably got this season for that.
Right, right. Yeah. But like, also the Will Campos don't play a super neurotic, ranty, twitchy character challenge.
Well, Yeah. I mean, if Will's DMing.
Yeah, then all of the NPCs are going to be that. Well,
I think,
you know.
I want, what's our dream? I think Will should play just, I want Will to play a Glenn type, like just like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like really challenge, like really challenge ourselves. I feel like Beth is going to create a character that is very outside of her wheelhouse. I mean, because we had Ron right up front, and then Scary is really interesting too.
Yeah.
I think, like, I want
Freddie, Freddie play a straight man character challenge.
Oh my God.
I would love to see
no
Freddie.
Way in hell.
I want to see. No, it's like me trying to play a serious character. Not going to fucking happen.
I think it'd be fun to see Will play the high charisma character and Freddie play the low charisma character.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Taylor was kind of low charisma,
but I mean negative charisma. I want to see what Freddy does. I want to see Freddy play a wizard.
Oh yeah. I think I want to see one of them play something where you just hit stuff, not the Daryl way, like just you, like a monk. I mean, as Merton, I'm gonna say monk, because I think monks are so funny. They're such a funny class to me, especially if you don't take one that has like some latent magic. Where I'm just a guy and I can go in and I can punch this dude 5 times and then hide in a bush, and that's all you're gonna get from me.
Okay.
And that's it. And I love that.
Question. Would you rather see Beth May or Freddie play a punchy little guy?
Yes.
I think I would love to see Beth play that. I think Freddie could play it, so that's why I want to see Beth do it.
Yeah. I also want to see Freddie given the Swiss Army knife of like a wizard, sorcerer, you know, spell casting toolkit.
Yeah.
Did you guys, when Baldur's Gate 3 came out, did you see that video of a person and his friends? They made entire custom party where it was just all gnome barbarians.
Wow.
No, I didn't, but I want to.
Well, it's amazing. So what I'm suggesting is that they all be like just like halfling monks or something.
Like you can do another gimmick. Like obviously don't steal another podcast gimmick like the Oops All Bards or whatever that one's called.
No.
Yeah.
But like you can do a gimmick of like we're all people who don't have magic, or we're all people who do have magic, like, and we have to figure out this deeply magical world or like something like that. Like you can do that.
Or you meet at a tavern, who's to say it's not like a gnome tavern or a wizard tavern or something like that?
I think Will I think Will could do some really fun stuff with a bard.
Oh my God. Dude. I don't think Will can play the banjo, but I'm imagining Will with a banjo.
Yeah. I think he could do something really fun.
Doesn't
with
he just
a bard.
Feel like a guy who knows how to play the banjo?
He does. He does. That's the sad part.
Also, Will playing a bard is a great way to get a second rocks too.
Yes.
True.
Well, but that's okay. This Hold on. You've opened up a new angle. I don't think. Well, we didn't get a Glenn album. I was gonna say we've gotten a Ron. We got not a Ron. We got
Scary.
Rocks Rock, and we got Scary's album. So we have Will and Beth covered, but
so who's next?
But Freddie can't play a bard because we already did that.
Yeah.
So I think Matt's next.
Well, or you
I
guess don't it, have if, to be a bard.
Or it could be Anthony. Well, yeah. Matt's not necessarily album. The bard, but not necessarily a bard, but definitely someone who needs to put out an album. Like I think
Matt's
Freddie could get really fun with an album.
So fucking hard. He does not know what rhythm is.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way Matt could do an album.
Like his Rocks Rock song was great. But it was
but
one song.
Bit, yeah, the whole bit was that he didn't know how to rap. Hey there, folks. My name is Timothy, PhD in geology. I can do the whole thing. I work at the Sandee Museum of Natty History. I'm not going to do the rest.
It's like
it's still in my sing playlist. It fucks heavy. That and Rocks Rock.
Mm-hmm. People ask me, like, Jamie, can you sing? And it's like, no, that's why I played instruments in high school.
Yeah, yep. No, I'm saying.
Trumpet.
The trumpet!
Trumpet!
Tumpet. Bois.
Tumpet.
Okay.
I love tumpet. Oh my God, Freddie also did the, because Freddie's on TikTok and all the rest of them are old. He was like, we widowy hitty the gwitty. We have widowy just doing that for the gwitty. And he said, shout out to the TikTok users. So Freddie, my man, I fucking got you. That was widowy incredible that you did that. I freaking loved it. Hell yeah, bro. What if I talk like that for a whole episode?
We will kick you from the server.
I'd fly my ass to Boston.
I think my next D&D character. So this is a threat. Hey, Agnity, if Merton dies, you're widowy getting this guy. Like, I widowy can't help you. You're widowy getting this guy.
Oh, no. See,
yeah.
I
so
thought...
don't fucking kill. He can't die because then you're widowy getting this guy.
Oh, no. Well, I have
balls
to play
in your court, bitch.
If that's the case, so.
Oh, no, I feel like that's filming, though. Because my grandkids are too cool.
Yeah,
oh.
No, my grandkid rules.
Oh,
yeah.
You know
well,
what?
I have to do that one. No, I do have that one that sucks. I don't remember what his name is, but I had a boy that sucked. I had a boy. What's his name?
Oh, no. Now I'm really excited to play Philman.
Oh, God. Oh, we are so freaking excited. I think I accidentally deleted all my notes.
Thank God.
about Merton. Because I logged out of my mom's iCloud account on my computer finally after 25 years. and now it's gone. I'll figure it out.
R.I.P. Merton ripped your
I don't
real
know
one.
What Merton's grandkids' names were.
Oh,
His
no.
His husband was Clyde. I remember Clyde.
Tedra.
And Tedra and Cecilia. And then Tedra has a brother and his name is something. And he kind of stinks. And Cecilia's husband, who I also do not remember the name of, and Merton liked to joke about it. I'm just going to go check somewhere else. We don't have to worry about Merton.
Yeah.
No.
Right now. Not on this podcast. Grandspod.com. I went too fast. GRANDSPOD.com.
So I was also super happy that we got the epilogue where it was all 20 years later.
CJ. Clyde
Jr. That is such a fucking shitty name.
Yeah,
he's Clyde Jr. He's CJ.
He doesn't even get an original name.
Gorick was the Cecilia. Yeah, he fucking sucks.
Yeah, but...
Sounds like it.
Yeah,
CJ doesn't care for much except his own personal business, which Merton can respect.
Yeah,
of course he can.
Man, I am super happy that we got the epilogue happened 20 years later.
I thought that was cute and everything was fine.
It was fine.
That was the best part. Nothing was on fire outside.
Yeah.
Dude was there and
they're in their mid-30s.
Dude, my absolute non-binary icon was there. I love them and I don't understand why Anthony was crying about them, but I appreciate that someone had very emotions about this season.
Yes.
Because someone had to.
Someone
who's
had
Jerry?
To.
I read the transcript.
Oh,
who's
Jerry is Scary and Link's son.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So they said straight rights on this podcast.
Hey, Matt.
Matt. Yeah. No, I do kind of like it, though, because Scary was like, thanks, babe. You're the best, babe.
But also, hey, Matt.
Hey,
this
Matt.
Is Emma talking to you directly.
Where was Erica? Why didn't we bring Erica back? Bring Elise Willems back to be in lesbian love with Scary.
Yeah. That and also, Matt, you got be gay next season.
I mean,
Will,
if their characters are married, their characters could also still be bi. Just FYI, that's a possibility.
No. I was gonna say bi people don't exist out loud. and I know this is gonna get cut or not. And honestly, if it stays, I understand. And it's been fun on the podcast with you guys. Will is my absolute hero. He committed to the child. What's his name? Normal. Being so into Hermie. I really appreciate that, King. Next season, kiss Matt's character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just go
again.
Ahead. Just justice for Oaksen.
Which apparently I read briefly. Apparently Oaksen Garcia became canon at a live show. I don't know.
I don't listen to the live shows. I simply do not care for that. But if it did... good, and also everyone on AO3 needs to step it the fuck up, because I did check in on that tag recently out of sheer curiosity, and it was not as full as I wanted it to be. So fucking step it up, fans. Oh, speaking of daddies, Fry Ayo? De Pizzatonio.
Oh,
the only thing that will continue to be canon about
that's our canon.
Dungeons and Daddies
and
is
Fry,
that Fry
and his family is
Fry
forever.
Will be there. No matter what happens.
He's a universe jumper.
Mm-hmm.
He's everywhere. He's everything to me.
Has he made an appearance in Grands yet?
I think he has.
I thought you were going to say fan fiction. No, I don't think so.
I think we made a brief tie-in with... I think we had it. He did a commercial for...
The Grands?
No, he did a commercial for something that appeared in the Grands. I forget. It was like a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I do vaguely remember that.
Oh, God.
It was a while ago.
Was it Banana Dave's? Was that it?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, it was Banana Dave's, yeah.
Classic. Classic Banana Dave's. I want to go back.
How do you... Listen, here's my... Sharks, here's my proposal. We find a way to get Fry to Pete D'Antonio in Critical Role.
Oh, in Crit Role? I was going to say, I think we can get Fry to Pete D'Antonio in Daddy's Season 3.
Oh, I'm...
Everyone who listens and is a patron of Daddy's. Go submit Fry to Pete D'Antonio to the name suggestion.
Yeah.
Go right now. FryDapizza Tony.
Here's how we're going to get Nikki as a guest on season three.
Please. I want to make another video. I made a video like 3 years ago during the pandemic or right before the pandemic. So five years ago of me in my kitchen being like, I want to be a guest on your podcast. And I think it was like right when we started Talking Sons. And I think now I think I could get this off the mark. I want to be my dream job is, I think, just podcast guest.
Okay, like, Adelrefi, calm down.
Yeah, but I don't want to be famous outside of podcast guests. So like, right. You know how I want to be the person where like fucking Mike Birbiglia has run out of comedians to interview. Who do you call? Me.
So you're like a UK panelist.
Exactly.
To the entire rest of the world.
Exactly. But again, I'm not famous by myself. Like nobody, I think at a certain point people would care and when they see me on the street. But like, I feel like UK panelists are also comedians in their own right. Like you can't come see me at a live show. Right. I'm not there.
What about Talking Sons Live, huh?
Talking Sons Live coming to you in 2028. Unless the panel at a live show has an extra seat that you need to fill and you can't find anyone. And that's my dream job.
I mean, I bid you good luck in all of your endeavors.
Yeah. Introducing McNuggets that make you come. I'm just reading Fry ads right now.
Wow.
McNuggets that make you come is such a good sentence.
That was a good thing that came out of this season.
It was a really good one.
Yeah. Back when there was that weird obsession with food era.
Was that before or after Piss? It was right in the middle. Piss started early. They had like urology class.
It was like episode one or two. Yeah.
Hey, I think we need to talk to it about this.
Who's into it?
Who's into it? It came up too long. Like, if it came up occasionally, like once every...
Wait, do we remember who pitched urology class?
I think it was Matt.
I think it was
Matt. My heart is saying... Oh, that wait. Matt didn't he have a thing about piss?
Well,
like,
because
Link was boss piss.
He was the piss kid because he, on his first day.
Oh, he tried to like pee outside the building.
For some fucking reason. At some point, it stops becoming a joke.
And it starts becoming a thing.
At some point, you need to sit Matt down and tell him that he has a piss kink.
Yeah, because like if it's coming up once every couple fucking episodes, like every like 10 episodes, okay, then it's a joke. It came up almost every episode, as far as I'm aware.
But also, Taylor was the one who wanted to piss in Willie's mouth.
Like there,
and was he the one? Was he the one that sprinkled the little bit of piss in the head? Or was that Matt? Someone who's listened to the episode.
I literally don't remember. I just remember Taylor peeing directly into his mouth.
No, but they like pee. They like peed when they filled it up last episode. They filled it up with water, and then one of them was like, "I'm gonna pee a little bit in it." I don't know. I think Freddie and Matt, Will or Beth. Let's scratch that. Beth, go sit Matt and Freddie down and tell them that they have piss kinks.
Like, yeah, like,
just do us all a favor. And please just let them know. And this is not, and we're not being weird.
But like,
we're trying to help.
We're trying to help because you can only joke about something so much before you're like, hang on.
They need to find their happiness.
Ooh.
Is this like, at this point, it becomes like, hey, go indulge this thing safely with consent and be happy.
You know that trope in comedies where someone's so horny that they keep having Freudian slips. And so, and they're like, why don't you go check the fuck? I mean, truck. Like that thing. Because they're so horny. I fear that we're at the point where they keep not wanting to bring up piss, but they're so, they need to piss so bad.
It's an urgent need.
That,
yes,
that they're slipping up. And I think someone just needs to tell them, and then maybe we can be okay again.
Maybe they can get it out of their system.
Yeah, get the piss out of their system.
Go piss, girl.
Go piss, girl.
Oh, I had a question for you guys. It's completely unrelated to the podcast, but I started to get into a debate at work today. And then one of my coworkers was like, maybe you should ask this on the podcast. And I was like, you know what? I am recording tonight, so I can do that. So we were originally talking, and we can do this part of the debate too, of who would win in a fight, one middle schooler or a bunch of toddlers.
Like, okay, how big are the toddlers?
Toddler's a big
toddler
gap.
Is, we looked it up, it's 12 months to 3 years. In our hearts, it was 3-year-olds.
Oh.
23-year-olds are one middle schooler. So this is what you're talking about. And we can talk about this. Hold on, we can talk about this. But I want to take you to where we got to, because I think it's a much more interesting question, which is, could toddlers kill?
Oh, absolutely. If you've ever met a toddler and handed them a knife, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
No. They're
the equivalent of strapping.
Still? Go ahead.
Toddlers are the equivalent of strapping a knife to a robot vacuum and letting it go.
Yeah.
Okay, like, there's
somebody's
no going to
get stabbed.
Let me make it clear. There's no weapons, one. And two, it's still that group of toddlers. And this is a fight to the death between the middle schoolers and the toddlers.
Okay. Important
Can
question.
The toddlers have that mental capacity of, we need to kill this child?
Oh, absolutely.
Question.
Yeah.
So I have an 8-year-old.
No.
I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. And yeah, no, like, they are almost, it's not like evenly matched, but they're like in the same order of magnitude. It wouldn't take more than two or three of my, you know, 4-year-old, even back when he was 3, like, if they had the attention span and that lust
for
blood.
Yeah, see, that's the question. Yeah, the attention span is a huge question.
My question is, one, how big are these toddlers? Are they like average size? Are they bigger than average? Are they smaller?
Everything is completely normal. We were also drafting, and this might be fucked up, but we were drafting the middle schooler. We were like, okay, if it's this kid, he can win. But if it's that kid, he will lose. Like, we were filling in the blank there for a little bit. Just because
it was
also fun.
Depends on like the size of the toddlers. Versus
I'm
going to
say all the toddlers are completely average 3-year-olds. And I'm going to say that the middle schooler is a boy who's on the junior varsity soccer team. I know that doesn't exist yet, but like, that's kind of the vibe I'm giving you.
Oh, like a 10 to 12 year old.
Yeah, they're 11, I think, because that's the most violent age, as proven by every day of my work. So I'm going to say they're 11 years old. And he isn't the fat kid, but you know that he's gonna go on a fitness binge in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
by the way, my kids,
I feel like
routinely
I'm explaining one kid, and that one kid is listening to this episode, and he's like, holy
Wait
shit. Like, he just became enlightened.
Yeah, but My kids routinely get 6-packs when they're going through a growth spurt, because they never sit still and they have access to a pool. And so they get baby ripped on the regular. So,
oh my
like,
God. So like, I think, okay, so here's my thoughts. The toddlers obviously have sheer numbers and just unpredictability. Yes.
Unpredictability, like, a lot of energy until
a lot of
energy.
They just don't care. They don't really care about getting hurt. However, the 11-year-old has, like, you know, the coordination and the desire for violence. So I think it'd be pretty evenly matched.
I think so, too.
If the middle schooler loses, they are taking out some of the toddlers with them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It doesn't take much to, like, derail a toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a 3-year-old. Yeah.
If this
you
is
can
a,
change their like, attitude real quick.
It's a fight to the death.
Yeah.
I cannot show something like, could the toddlers kill? And I think, yeah, I'm leaning towards yes.
I'm leaning towards yes.
Even, if it's not a coordinated strike, if they're like, you know, like they can't all get in there. But I'm saying,
no,
like,
they don't have the attention span.
One of them sees the mouth and is like, I got to put my fist in that. And then one of them like really wants to jump on the throat. Like that kid's dead.
Nikki, yeah, like Nikki, I don't think you are betraying the fact that you haven't spent any real time with a toddler. No,
they have grip strength, though.
Well, I think the toddlers wouldn't be aware they are going to kill. It's just kind of.
They wouldn't have an intent
to
kill.
Moving,
no.
And I need to tear it apart. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, toddlers kill. It's not a matter of if; it's just a matter of
toddlers kill.
I mean, I did almost. I've told this story before. How I almost burnt down my mom's friend's house when I was a toddler. So
it sounds vaguely familiar.
They did sit me next to a camera. So. Candle. Why did I say camera? Candle.
Sorry, I was reading. Someone was analyzing the podcast in the fan server because, like, of course they are. And I was reading it and I was like, oh, yeah.
But you meant
people
our
have
podcast.
Thoughts about this.
I thought you meant our podcast for a second.
Like, yeah, someone's really like waxing poetic about how good we all sound.
I don't know about that.
I wish.
Huh. Yeah. But, like, the thing is that, like, gun statistics, like, every year, toddlers with guns kill a non-zero amount of people.
That's true, but they don't have weapons.
Yeah, I know.
If I was saying, give a toddler a gun, who will shoot first, the middle schooler or the toddler? It's the toddler easy.
Yeah, because a toddler doesn't have, consciousness.
Yeah, like, that kid's like, oh my god, can I kill a toddler? And the toddler's like, there's a trigger.
It's just like, ooh, fun button makes noise.
Yeah.
Again, none of you have spent time with toddlers. It is very clear.
I haven't. I don't care for them.
Like, you could spend 15 minutes with a toddler and you'd be like, I can't believe I spent 3 hours arguing about this.
Last time I was around a toddler, I was like 10 because it was my brother.
Right. And by the way, I like my kids, but I do occasionally have to spend time like around their peers. And that is where I'm basing my decision of like most of my children's peers
would kill
in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Know.
Wow. I mean, like, I have to trust you. You have more experience with the I'm not saying I like want the toddlers to win.
3 year olds do not have a sense of right and wrong.
Yeah.
Because they are three.
Yes.
I wish I was three.
Me too.
Anyways, I think we're done talking about the episode.
Yeah, something tells me that we are.
Yeah.
Should we move on to our fandom plug? Because we don't have a sponsor. Not since we got canceled. And
not since
Fry actually got that memo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not since the incident.
Mm-hmm. So moving on to our fandom plug, where we talk about stuff that we're fans of that isn't season two. Yeah, so I guess my fandom plug is the same as Freddy's. I've been watching Masters of the Air. It's it's from the same people, like Tom Hanks, executive producer on it, who brought you Band of Brothers. And so it's like, if you like that series, but you wish it took place in Plains, watch Masters of the Air.
I don't think I'd mind that. I just recently watched, well, not super, like 3 months ago, I watched Band of Brothers for the first time, and it was very, very good. And I started watching the other series of the Pacific. Didn't finish it, but that was also pretty good.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I will say that, one of the things that's a surprise about Band of Brothers is how, the cast changes over time. It's like people get, promoted in and promoted out, and spoilers, and it's like the same thing is happening. Or I guess it happened because it's all out now, where it's like, kind of like the first couple of episodes are very different from the middle run, and it gets very heavy. Like I watched the first couple of episodes like back to back, night by night, and then I got to the middle point and it's like, yeah, one episode a week is fine. I'm glad they released it like this for the people who had to watch it like that. But it's good. It's well acted. And, if you like World War II planes, it's got that. And more DACA.
Woo!
Ooh, love DACA, DACA, DACA.
Yeah.
I can go. So my fandom plug is the anime / manga, Dungeon Meshi or
yeah! Dungeon.
Woo! I started watching it because I was influenced by Tumblr and the tragic Yuri Marcel, exactly like my D&D character Maeve, who I play on Saturdays. It's weird, like my D&D character is a half elf, a spellcaster with so neurotic and loves women. So I'm like, okay,
yeah, just rename her Marcel, do it.
No, literally, I was like I started reading it. No, I saw this Tumblr post. I'll send the Tumblr post. I was like, hang on a second.
I know this character.
I was like, yeah. And then I started watching. I'm like, wow, it's right there. Also, my D&D character, top of her school in her universe. Like, literally, it was to a T. It was so weird.
is your D&D character also hopelessly pathetic?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
She is.
All right. Yeah, you got Marcel right there.
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, I'm having a good time. I read 50 chapters of the manga last night.
Let's go.
I'll probably finish the rest of it either tonight or tomorrow. See how I'm feeling. But yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. Should check it out.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
I didn't know more jockeys already. I really haven't consumed anything new.
Not even like foodstuffs? Like, what soup did you have?
The Horn Section podcast? Have I done the podcast? I can do the TV show also.
Oh, did you watch the Seth Meyers interview?
I did. Oh, I love how Greg sits. He's like a polite little boy. Oh, my God.
Who's 6'8"?
He's 6'8", a pure man. It's awesome. I'm going to say the Horn Section podcast. It's just musicians being good at music while also being very stupid about comedy. And sometimes there's a guest. Robbie Williams was just on because the saxophonist, which, by the way, British people say saxophonist, and that's the fucking craziest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Saxophonist?
I don't think that's real.
They do. I swear to God, I've listened to so many episodes of this podcast and they call it saxophonist.
That's what they call it. We called it the saxophone, though.
They're not the saxophone.
No. Like when I was in marching band, we called them the saxophone section.
That's funnier.
And Homer Simpson said it once. It was a Homer reference, and therefore Americans say it saxophone.
But they say saxophonist, but the saxophonist plays in Robbie Williams' band. And Robbie Williams is like weirdly a really funny guy. So if you're just interested in Robbie Williams and he sings Angels on the podcast, or like if there's any British comedians you like, they might have been on the podcast. And it's just like good music and men being friends, which I love, and games, a lot of games you can play, a lot of games, and a lot of winning of a green t-shirt.
I'm looking up saxophonist.
It's I swear to God. Any British people write in, do you say saxophonist? You're wrong, and I hate you. Anyway, my fandom plug is middle-aged men who play music and do comedy.
Right.
Yay.
Yay.
That's it.
My fandom plug for this week is Dragon's Dogma 2 came out last Thursday, I think. I've been playing nothing but Dragon's Dogma 2 since. It's just a really good fantasy game. If you have ever wanted to like explore a fantasy world in a 3D action game, this is the way to do it. It is excellent. Yeah, it's just your basic ass fantasy shit, and it's very, very good. Mm. Highly recommend.
I like ass fantasy.
Yes. It's got some good asses. It's got an ass slider, so.
Yes!
Win. I am there. Character creation sliders max.
Yeah, and you get to make yourself and a side character that is with you at all times, so you can bump both of your ass sliders to max if you want to.
Oh, that's twice as nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are we done?
Yay!
I think so.
Yay. All right, that's the finale. I'm not Beth May, and she's not here to send us out. More theme music goes here. Ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dang.
This podcast was created and produced by a done group of volunteers. Talking Sons was mastered and edited by Agniti. Our theme music is Madness is Everywhere by Lobo Loco. Grab the next episode in your app of choice or from Nikki.horse. Next episode should drop on whenever. If you would like to help us turn off the lights for this season, consider telling your friends to listen to the Grands. We'd really appreciate it because Nikki won't stop talking about piss. Help!
Pee pee poo poo. Pee 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 pee. Piss. Piss poo poo.